So, Amelia was feeling a little peckish. She wanted a sweetie. So she went downstairs and looked in her mummy's jolly jar. And there was nothing there. Not even a crumb. Not a biscuit. Not a chocolate. Not a lollipop. So she went up to Mummy's room and said, "Mummy, can I have a sweetie?" "I'm sorry, darling," her mummy said. "I haven't got any sweeties left at all." Amelia said, "Why? Why haven't you got any sweeties?" And her mummy said, "Well, you know what? I went to the newsagents up the road to buy sweeties, and they didn't have any sweeties at all. Not a single sweetie." "Well, Mummy, why don't you try the supermarket?" Amelia said. "Well, my darling, I went to the supermarket in my car and I went down the aisle where they've got the sweeties, and they've got thousands of sweeties normally. Chocolates, candies, biscuits, mints, anything you want. But the shelves were bare. There were no sweeties anywhere." And so she said, "Mummy, why didn't you go to the biggest supermarket in London?" Mummy said, "I went to 5 supermarkets. Same story everywhere. Not a single sweetie, not a single chocolate, not a single mint. The shelves were bare." So Amelia said, "Oh, okay, well, thanks for trying, Mummy." And Amelia went to bed. She was thinking, "Oh, I really, really, really miss a sweetie. What I would do to get one sweetie." And then she heard the wardrobe. The wardrobe started to hum. She said, "What's going on?" So she went into the wardrobe. There was the tunnel open at the back of the wardrobe. She went down the tunnel. She went into the room with the 10 doors. And the 7th door was pink. There was a pink light coming from the bottom, and it was shining in gold and silver as well as pink. The light kept changing, as if there was something inside reflecting the light. She opened the door, and as soon as she stepped in, she felt a huge draft of wind that pulled her. As she was going, she saw where she was going was just pink light and gold light and silver light shimmering in the distance. And she kept being pulled towards it. She couldn't make out what it was, but she was pulled towards it, pulled towards it, pulled towards it. And as she got closer, she could see it was a castle. Was it made of ice? Was it made of pink brick? Was it made of golden brick? She wasn't sure, but the wind pulled her closer and closer. And as she got closer, she realized this castle was made entirely from candy. She could see the different colors of lollipops. She could see chocolates. She could see so many things. Mints, crystals, gobstoppers. Any sweet you could possibly imagine. The walls were made of every single sweet in the world, and she was being drawn towards it. And the doors were made of sweets, and as she came towards the door, she got sucked in through the doors, which magically opened. And as she looked inside this incredible candy castle, all of the rooms were made of sweets. She went to sit on a chair, and the chair was made of sweets. She just saw all these pure sweets everywhere. And there was a brown chair in the corner, and she went to sit on that, and it was made entirely of chocolate. Oh my word, she couldn't believe it. And so she was so desperate for a sweet, she knelt down and she had a lick of the chair. And the chocolate melted in her mouth. So she got up to the wall, and she could see the wall was made entirely of mints. And they smelt so wonderful. She tried to break a piece off, but it was too hard. So instead, she licked the wall. And she was tasting beautiful mint. Oh, my word. And there was a bed. She went to lie on the bed, and the bed was bouncy. And she looked down and she realized it's bouncy because it's made of toffee and chews. And she bounced up on this toffee and chew bed a few times. And then she decided she really wanted to try some, so she couldn't break any off. So she just licked some, and she got the lovely, delicious, chewy toffee in her mouth. Oh, it was fantastic. And wherever she went, there were more and more sweets to try, more and more chocolate to try. And she just went around eating more and more sweets, more and more chocolates. She was having more and more and more and more. And then, after about an hour of trying every sweet everywhere, sweets made, umbrellas made from sweets, flowers made from sweets, she suddenly realized she wasn't feeling very well. So she had to lie down, because all she'd done for the last hour is eat sweets and chocolates and mints and everything you can think of. And as she lay down there, a little boy came towards her, and he was perfectly round, like a football. And as he waddled towards her, he gave up trying to walk, and he lay down on the floor, and he was the perfect shape of a football. And so she went up to him and gave him a push, and he rolled towards her. He rolled towards her. And because he was so fat and round, he rolled perfectly. And then when he arrived, she went to sit next to him, and he undid himself and sat down on the floor. And she said, "What is this place?" The boy said, "This was a desert a week ago. There was nothing here. I was just here because I had a dream about a desert, and I woke up and I was in the desert right here. And I was thin." She said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "As I sat in the desert, an old lady came up towards me, and she said, 'Young man,' she said, 'what would you like more than anything in the world?' And he said, 'To be honest, I really want some sweets.' And the witch, because she was really a witch, she laughed and went, 'Ah, he wants sweets. You shall have all the sweets in the world.' And then I watched as she swung her wand, and out of nowhere, sweets and chocolates and candies started to arrive on the desert floor, and they were being pulled from everywhere. And as I was watching them being pulled from everywhere, they started to form into floors, and then they started to form into walls. And then as I watched, this whole incredible castle made out of chocolates and sweets and candies and toffees was being formed all around me." And the little girl, and Amelia said, "Well, why? Why has this witch done this?" And he said, "Well, that's what the trouble is. She told me that she was taking every sweet and every chocolate and every candy from everywhere in the world to build the biggest sweet and candy and chocolate castle that there'd ever been. And sure enough, here it is." And Amelia said, "Yes, I've just come back from the world. And in the world, there's no sweets." The little boy said, "You see, she did what she said she was going to do. But now I'm worried." Amelia said, "Why?" He said, "Because I overheard her talking to her cat. And she said she was going to build the biggest sweet castle ever. Then she's going to attract children from all over the world to come and eat all the sweets and all the chocolates until they got fatter and fatter and fatter. And when they got fat, so fat that they were round like a ball, she was going to eat them. And now," he said, "I've got so fat I'm like a ball. And now I'm nervous that she's going to come and eat me. Can you please help?" Amelia looked down at her tummy, saw that she was already putting on weight and getting fatter. And she said, "I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too fat. Maybe I won't be able to help. And all of a sudden, the sky went dark. And the Wicked Witch arrived out of the sky. And she said, you come to my castle, little girl. I was just about to eat this little boy who I built this castle to attract. And once I've eaten him, I was going to attract all of the children in the world. And I was going to eat all the children in the world for my dinner. Ha! Because they wouldn't be able to resist the chocolates and the sweets. But you haven't resisted it either. Look at you. You're starting to get fat. Calm down, little girl. Keep eating. You're too thin for me. And suddenly Amelia couldn't resist it. She was eating some more of the beds, eating some more of the walls and the umbrellas and the flowers. And she was eating. And as she was watching, her tummy was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the witch was laughing more and more and more and more and more. And she got a pot ready. And she was just going to put the little boy in the pot. She lifted him up. He was about to go in the pot. And then suddenly, bam, a wind blew her to her feet, off her feet, and onto the floor. She looked up, and there was a unicorn coming out of the sky. Amelia looked up and saw it was Daisy with Penelope. Penelope said, "Don't worry, Amelia. Daisy had a dream while she was in the barn that you were in such trouble. So we flew to find you. And we came through all the pink and the gold and we found you. What's gone on?" And Amelia explained the situation. Daisy said, "Don't you worry, we'll deal with this." And so they grabbed the little boy, put him on Daisy's back. And Daisy started to turn faster and faster and faster. The wind got stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Till it was howling and howling, and as the wind was blowing and howling, the sweet castle started to dissolve and fall apart, and all of the sweets and all the chocolates were disappearing off in all directions. And then when they'd finished, all that was left was desert, and the little boy was hurting in his tummy. He was hurting a lot in his tummy, but he was still on Daisy's back. And Amelia says, "Thank you, I think we've done something, but what about the Wicked Witch?" Daisy said, "Let's have a look." There on the floor was the Wicked Witch, but she was getting thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner because she didn't have any children to eat. And Amelia said to her, "Are you prepared to give up forever your desire to build a sweet castle and to attract every child on earth and eat them? Are you prepared to?" The witch said, "No, I'm hungry. I need to eat children." Penelope said, "Are you sure you want to eat children? How about some lettuce and celery and tomatoes?" The Wicked Witch said, "No, damn you. I want to build my castle. I want to have every child in the world to eat." Daisy said, "Well, if that's the way you feel, you're going to have to just get thinner and thinner and thinner until you disappear." But this Wicked Witch, unfortunately, wasn't going to repent or become good. So she just faded to dust and disappeared forever. And Amelia said, "Well, that's a bit of a shame, really, because I like to help people. And I like to help people who are bad become good." And Penelope said, "Well, unfortunately, you can't save everyone, but at least you're safe. We're going to take this little boy home." And so they took the little boy home. And his parents barely recognized him. He looked just like a football. But they took him in, covered him in kisses. Thank God that they'd got their little boy back. And thanked Daisy and thanked Penelope. Amelia found her way back to the pink door and went back home. And her mother came in an hour later and said, "Good news, my darling. Suddenly all the sweets and the chocolates are all back in the shelves in all the supermarkets and the shops. Nobody knows where they went. Nobody knows how they got back. Amelia said, "Well, Mummy, actually, I know." And she told Mummy the story. And Mummy said, "Well, that's an incredible story, Amelia. Would you like to have a chocolate now?" Amelia thought about it and said, "No, Mummy, I'm so full. Please don't offer me a sweetie for another month at least." And Mummy said, "Okay." And that is the story of Amelia and the Pink Candy Castle.